Chapter 1 Ginger Gold hesitated at the front door of Hartigan House. She hadn't expected to feel anything, but instead she shouldered a heavy shawl of melancholy. This grand three-story structure built of limestone, situated in the picturesque Kensington Street of Mallowan Court, had grown tired over the war years. The stones greyer, the garden wilder. The house had been her home for the first 8 years of her life. The last time she'd visited had been a decade earlier, on her honeymoon. Her mostly happy childhood was long gone, as was her lovely husband. Hayley Higgins, Ginger's good friend and travelling companion, noticed her disquietude. "Is everything all right?" "Hartigan House holds a lot of memories." Ginger was torn in her allegiances. London, the place of her birth, or Boston, the place where she came of age. She'd lived in the brownstone on Beacon Hill for over 22 years, yet England was etched deeply in her soul. And now, to finally return, it was with this disconcerting welcome. A telegram received while on board the SS Rosa. Ghastly discovery in attic of Hartigan House. Ginger, rousing her inner strength, stepped to the front door and engaged the wrought-iron knocker. "This is your house, isn't it?" Hayley said. A lock of long, curly brown hair escaped its faux bob, and she pushed it behind her ear. "Surely you don't have to knock." "I'm not in possession of a key, and I'm quite certain the door is locked." Hayley tested the knob and found Ginger's prediction to be true. Ginger adjusted her yellow cloche hat, trimmed with blue ribbon to match her fine linen suit purchased on Fifth Avenue in New York, and patted her red bob with gloved hands. Her Boston Terrier Boss waited obediently by her feet. Their arrival was expected. Ginger had telegrammed the details of her journey before leaving Boston, and the door soon opened. Standing before them was Mr. Pippins, the butler. The years seemed to have caught up with him. His shoulders slumped slightly, and his hair had all but disappeared. But his eyes remained their bright cornflower blue, and they twinkled as he stared back at her.
"My dear Lady Gold."
He spoke her name with a slight quiver, giving away the emotion he experienced at seeing her. A dramatic image flashed through Ginger's mind, a scrawny red-headed girl held firmly by her father's strong hands as she wept, her eyes locking with her beloved butler as her father took her away. A tear escaped from the corner of her eye, and she threw herself into his arms. "Oh, Pips!" Clive Pippins, stiffening at first to this unorthodox greeting, returned the embrace. Ginger released her hold, stepped back, and clasped her hands in front of her. She sensed Pippin's embarrassment and shared in it. There were proper ways to do things, especially in England, and showing overt affection to a member of one's staff was not proper. She cleared her throat and smiled. "It's so good to see you again, Pips." Pippin stood tall, hands relaxed behind his back.
"My sympathies once again on the loss of your father. Mr. Hartigan was a good man."
"Thank you." Ginger desperately missed her father, but seeing Pippin's and knowing his devotion to her helped to ease some of the pain. Ginger glanced at Hayley, who stood expectantly in her brown tweed suit and sturdy Oxford heels. "Oh, my manners! Pippins, this is my good friend, Miss Higgins." Pippins bowed.
"Madam?"
"How do you do, Mr. Pippins?" Hayley said with her noticeable Boston accent. She reached out her hand, her eyes crinkling at the corners as she smiled.
"I'm a commoner."
Pippins's lips twitched in amusement. He accepted her hand with a sturdy shake. "Miss Higgins was father's nurse for the last 3 years," Ginger said. "She's come to London to study at the London School of Medicine for Women." Ginger linked her arm to Hayley's. "She's going to be a doctor." Pippins nodded agreeably.
"How wonderful."
Ginger swooped up her Boston Terrier and patted his black head affectionately.